ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. మోస్ట్ రివర్డ్ బెలవెడ్ స్వామి, అవర్ హంబుల్ సెల్యూటేషన్స్ అట్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్. రివర్డ్ ఎల్డర్స్, సిస్టర్స్, బ్రదర్స్, డియర్ స్టూడెంట్స్, సాయిరామ్ టు వన్ అండ్ ఆల్. భగవాన్ హస్ బ్లెస్డ్ అస్ టుడే విత్ టూ స్పీకర్స్. ద ఫస్ట్ స్పీకర్ ఈస్ Honorable Justice Sri P.P. Suresh Kumar of Kerala High Court. He was a Balvika student and hailing from a family of Sai devotees. His father was one of the founding members of Sai organization in Koyalan district. We are extremely happy and fortunate in having him today evening. The second speaker is Sri Satish Chandra, and an alumni of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He is serving Swami in the hospital of Whitefield. Swami blessed him to travel north to south in Kerala on a bicycle. He interacted with hundreds of operated patients of Swami's hospital, and I am sure he will be sharing with us his experience in Kerala. These two speeches will be followed by a dance program by the children from Alappi district, Kerala. Praying to Swami to bless all of us assembled here, I request Honorable Justice P.P. Suresh Kumar to deliver his speech. Sai Ram.
My most humble pranams at the lotus feet of my beloved Swami. Sai Ram to one and all. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, I'm grateful to Swami for having given me this opportunity to address this elite gathering on this auspicious day of Onam. I am not here to speak on any subject of spirituality. I'm too small a person speak on a subject of spirituality before you. My endeavor is only to just share with you my perceptions of about Swami and the manner in which Swami has taken care of me all throughout my life. My spirituality starts and ends with Swami. In fact, this requirement to address you on this Onam day came on my last birthday. Initially, I was reluctant. I was reluctant not because I was engaged otherwise. I was reluctant for I never ever consider me as a person worthy enough to address an audience like this on an occasion of this nature. As you all know, we the devotees of Kerala are getting Sai messages through our phone by way of SMS. I got a message, but I did not see that message on that day morning. Later in the course of the day, my wife had brought to my notice that message. I would like to read that message here. This was the message. What God gives is never exhausted. What man gives never lasts. Be ready to receive the divine gift. The last sentence was, be ready to receive the divine gift. When I read the last sentence, there was a spark inside me. I didn't take much time to realize that the requirement to come here and speak a few words in this function was a requirement that has come from my beloved Swami. It was the command of the Swami. Not only that, it was the command of the Swami. Swami gave this opportunity as my last birthday gift. So I had no option. I have just given my consent. From the time to which my memory goes, I am a devotee. Obviously, my parents were devotees. I still remember the days I go to the Kollam Samadhi for the Balavikas classes. I still remember the days I go to the Kollam Samadhi for the Thursday bhajans, the various activities, service activities in which I have participated, I don't forget. I still remember my first divine darshan, that was in Vrindavan. That was sometime during early 70s. I had come here on various occasions and I used to tell my friends and relatives always that Sai devotees are persons by class. They are a privileged class in the sense they are privileged to see Swami. They have privileged to see an avatar in the physical form. Thousands of people have come and gone in this universe and only the Sai devotees could see Swami, the physical form. That was a privilege, and during the last days of Swami, I used to tell even my wife, that's a rare opportunity and you shall not miss a single opportunity to see Swami and feel His love. I had come here on various occasions. I sat as one among you in this hall, had the feeling of, I felt the love of Swami on various occasions. I just wanted to tell you something about, I've indicated the manner in which Swami has taken care of me. I have a feeling that even the office which I hold now is an office that is given to me by Swami. Not because that Swami wants me to hold an office, a high judicial office in a state, but because Swami wants me to do service. The office which I hold now is a great opportunity to do service. Swami wants me to do service to the deserving people in this country, and I am only an instrument. One experience I would like to just share with you is this. Whenever I have any conflict in me, Swami would create situations. Swami would create situations so that I can just come out of the conflict. I used to make plans. I am a great planner according to me. I used to make plans always for my future, for the future of others and for my career. But nothing works. Nothing works. And circumstances would come in such a fashion that I had to always take a different path. After some time, a pseudo later, I would realize that my plannings were all wrong. I should have planned the way in which matters went on. I have a feeling that all these things are being done by Swami. One particular instance I will just quote and I will just conclude. I was there in Ernakulam. I shifted my practice to Ernakulam during 1988, and then I have been practicing in the High Court. By grace of God, by grace of Swami, I could generate substantial work also as a lawyer. During 2000, during the beginning of 2000, I have developed an idea in myself. I thought that I can just go to Delhi and set up a practice in the Supreme Court. But I was not confident. I was not confident for two reasons. One, I had lot of, at that particular point of time, I had lot of work in Kerala. I have to just leave that work and go to Delhi, and there is nothing certain that I can just pick up a practice in Delhi. That is the first problem. The second problem was the stalwarts of the professions are there in Delhi, stalwarts. I was not sure as to whether I can compete with them. That was the second issue. I couldn't resolve those two issues, and therefore I continued my activities at Ernakulam. One fine morning, one of my friends had called me. He wanted me to accompany him to Delhi to instruct a senior lawyer there to argue one of his matters. He was not sure of the subject. He thought that I am little conversant with the subject, and therefore I should go with him. I went with him only to help a friend of mine. I went to Delhi. Because I had to instruct that particular lawyer, then I studied the brief in the flight. He went to his chamber. I instructed him. Then all of us got prepared, ready for the case. That lawyer told us that we don't have a good case and we may lose also. Next day morning, the matter was taken up. I was sitting by his side. The matter was taken up by about 4:20 and the court had to raise by 4:30. The other side started the arguments. They completed the arguments in about 10 minutes. By the time they completed the arguments, the court was with them. The court has decided to decide that case against our party. Then our senior lawyer was asked to address. By the time the court had to raise, then court said that we will take up that matter next day. Unfortunately, on the next day, the lawyer who we entrusted the matter was out of station. So he said that he may not be available on that day. Then the court was not inclined to grant an adjournment. The court said that you have to make some other alternate arrangement for tomorrow. On that evening, the client had no option. We couldn't just entrust the matter to any other lawyer, because no lawyer would take up such a heavy matter without sufficient time to prepare. Then the client requested me to argue. In the process of instructing the senior lawyer, he observed that I may be able to deliver the product. Then he was very particular, sir, you should argue this matter tomorrow. Anyway, we are going to lose the case, you should argue this case. I don't want to spend any more money on any lawyer. Then I prepared. As I said here also, I was reluctant. I was not sure, because I did not appear till then before the Supreme Court in any matter. I was reluctant. But nevertheless, since there was no option left, I prepared and went there and I found out a point and argued. Fortunately, it is all, I would say, Swami's miracle. One point which I pointed out to the learned judges, they accepted it and they have decided the case in my favor. Not only that, it is not that with that particular incident, Swami has played, my one problem was over. My first problem as to whether I could just go there at Delhi and then perform as a lawyer there and whether I am competent enough to just argue matters before the Supreme Court, that problem Swami solved it. Then I had another problem. And I am just narrating this because I have a feeling all throughout my life that Swami is taking care of me like a mother taking care of her tender baby. My next problem was that to appear before the Supreme Court in serious matters, you need a senior designation. A designation that is required. I didn't have a senior designation. Then that was my problem. I couldn't go, even though I was confident enough to be there. And even though I was confident that I can just manage, go on with the practice there in Delhi, since I did not have the senior designation, I couldn't just go. I came off and then continued my activities there in Kerala. One fine morning, the chief judge called me and said that he is going to elevate me as a judge at the High Court. That was sometime in 2009. Then I thought that is going to be a fate. I am going to be a judge and no more practice before the Supreme Court. That is the end of my plans. Fortunately or unfortunately, that proposal of the Chief Justice, even though all the formalities were over, the proposal of the Chief Justice did not work for reasons not attributable to me, for some other reason. Then the Chief Justice has decided to give me a senior designation. In the place of the judgeship, he gave me a senior designation. Accordingly, I became a senior designated lawyer. With that, my Swami had solved my other problem also. Then I had no other option but to go to Delhi. Then I have just wound up, almost practically wound up my practice and left for Delhi. And then I was there in Delhi for about 1.5 years. At the same time, Swami had plans. Swami doesn't want me to deny this judgeship. Normally a person who has left this station may not be considered at all for the judgeship at all. Then after some time, when Swami is satisfied that I have acquired the requisite skills to perform as a good judge in Kerala, he called me back. He called me back and he gave me this. This is my feeling. This is how Swami takes care of me. And if I am permitted to speak, I can just speak for hours, one after another. Paucity of time. I don't want to just elaborate on other experience of mine. And coming to the Onam, I just wanted to just... There is one message of Swami that was there in his discourse, 2007 Onam, which I want myself to remind every time. That particular part of the message I would like to read aloud. This was the 2007 Swami's message. That is, in the context of Mahabali, Swami said, who is a great man? One who sees human even in God. But a good man is one who sees God even in man. Hence it is more important for people to be good rather than being great. Most parents these days desire that their children should become great in various ways, in scholarship, wealth, position. This is totally misconceived. they should really desire that their children should be good. Greatness signifies quantity. Goodness is an index of quality. Onam is celebrated as the day of advent of Vamana and Veli. It marks the beginning of a new life. That is why it is celebrated by wearing new clothes and resolving to lead a new life. I would tell you that it is Swami's will that brought me here. It is Swami's will that brought all of us here today on this Onam occasion, and it is Swami's will that all of us together should celebrate our Onam 2014 in His Divine Presence at Prashanti Nilayam in Puttaparthi. Let us have a new beginning, as Swami said in 2007 discourse. Let us have a new beginning. Let us have a new life by practicing Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa. With this I conclude. Thank you so much for the patient hearing. Once again I wish you a very, very happy Onam to all. And once again, a very, very happy Onam for... Thank you.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble and reverential pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Happy Onam greetings to one and all assembled here, and special Onam greetings to the 250 heart patients who have assembled here for the Hriday Sangamam as part of the Onam Day celebrations from the state of Kerala. I have had the very unique opportunity and blessing and privilege to be part of the Hriday Sangamam last year in Kerala, when I travelled across the length of Kerala, right from Kasaragod till Kanyakumari on a bicycle. I want to give a little background about how this journey came about. I have been working in Swami's hospital for the past 14 years. Swami blessed me with an MBA seat in the year 1998, and I passed out in 2000. And after a year of praying and yearning to Him for an opportunity to serve Him in His organization, I was blessed with the opportunity to serve in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, the Whitefield campus. Since I was a science graduate and I had no prior training in any clinical modalities, I was part of the engineering and biomedical services. The engineering department is located in the basement of the hospital, and I had absolutely no opportunity to interact with any of the patients who were getting the benefit of the hospital treatment. After so many years, you know, there was some dissatisfaction in me, saying that having worked for so long in the hospital, I have not really had an opportunity to see the impact that Swami's hospitals have had on the lives of patients. Yes, of course, being in a hospital, you cannot but interact with patients. But still there is this dissatisfaction, saying that I have not seen them in their own hometowns, where they have gone back to living a productive life. On a separate note, I want to share with you this love for cycling, which I've had as a little child. I remember the thrill and joy when I first learned to balance a bicycle. And then from that age on, thanks to support of my parents, I have been going on long bicycle tours. I have done more than 400 to 500 kilometers, and I've had my share of adventure on a bicycle. This also included doing trips from Bangalore to Puttaparthi and back on a bicycle. So it had been till last year, a few years that I had undertaken such a bike ride. And as a purchase manager, you know, now responsible for procuring all the medical equipment required by the hospital, most of my time used to go in preparing, you know, cost comparison statements, negotiating with vendors, evaluating equipment. So this is how my day went. So it was last October, around which time, I heard about the Sai Rehabilitation Program, under which patients who have been operated at Swami's hospitals are being provided with follow-up care in their own home states and in their own hometowns. And this is being undertaken in three different states, out of which Kerala seemed to be the most vibrant with this program. Before long, I could make the connection that the Sai Rehabilitation Program offered me this unique opportunity where I could fulfill on my passion for cycling and also fulfill on that desire to meet with patients who have been treated at Swami's hospitals. This germ of an idea, which I have no doubts that it had been inspired by Swami, was evidenced that it was his inspiration. It was evidenced by the speed with which it turned out into a project. The directors of both the super specialty hospitals were so supportive of this project, and they put me in touch with the trust and the Satya Sai Seva organization of Kerala. And before I knew it, I had with me the tour itinerary where I would be traveling on a bicycle from Kasaragod to Trivandrum and passed till Kanyakumari. I couldn't, you know, really believe that this had come about in such a short time. I was obviously ready on the physical front. Yes, I needed to train myself for this journey. And very soon, I was on the journey. I used to ride up to 100 kilometers a day. I used to be hosted at devotees' houses, and the district Sai Rehab coordinators, and in conjunction with the state district presidents, used to accompany me to the patient homes. I also got the opportunity to address gatherings of patients. And in all these gatherings, my message was only one, that we from the hospital, right from the directors, all the doctors, the nurses, the technical staff are all there praying for the health and well-being of all these patients. This gave me so much of joy and satisfaction. And not just this. I had, like I mentioned earlier, had this opportunity to actually go to few few of the patients' homes. I would like to recall some of my experiences from this journey. I met one, almost a 60-year-old patient from Talasseri. And I was so shocked to notice that this person underwent a heart surgery in Swami's Super Speciality Hospital in Puttaparthi way back in 1993. That was 21 years ago. And he is now being taken care of by the Sai Rehabilitation Program 21 years later. Now, where on earth could you find an organization which could take care of a patient for such a long duration of time? You know, it was indeed a very proud moment for me when I could say that I belong to such an organization which could continue giving treatment to this patient even after 21 years. I had been to a lady's house. She is a housewife. You know, when I went home, she was tending to the kitchen garden, growing her own crops. This was an impossible feat had she been a patient. Thanks to Swami's hospital, she is now taking care of her home. I have met so many patients. It included plumbers, masons, carpenters, goldsmiths, retired school headmasters, school-going tiny tots. And with all of them, I found this very unique thing, which was the moment you mention Satya Sai Hospital, their eyes light up. You could see the reverence they have for Swami. And, you know, from then on, you are a very important person in their lives. So I have had this very beautiful opportunity of meeting all these patients. Now, along with meeting patients, I have also had the exposure to all the work that Swami has been inspiring in the society. I have had the good fortune to also visit and stay at hostels which have been set up for Adivasi children to prevent them from going into wrong paths at an early age. I have seen children being trained in Balvikas, you know, children who have been patients at the hospital. And now they sing beautiful bhajans. I have seen patients who now participate in the Satya Sai Seva Samiti activities. They could be Christians, they could be Muslims. Their religion does not stop them from participating in the Sai activities. After about 10 to 12 days of being in this atmosphere, of being a witness to the transformation which Swami has brought about through his service projects, I came back completely satisfied, you know, convinced, and so fulfilled that I am part of his divine mission. Not only was I recharged, I had this very deep insight. You know, in these 14 years, I used to think, like I'd mentioned to you, I have no role to play in providing direct patient care. After coming back, I realized that in a hospital, there can be and there is only direct patient care. How I came to know or how I came to realize this was that if each of the staff working at the hospital can connect what they are doing to how they are directly serving Swami's patients, they would find fulfillment in their work. If a water treatment plant operator was working with the spirit that the water he is treating will ultimately touch the lips of patients, Imagine how his satisfaction would be. Imagine how a gardener would tend to the lawns and to the plants if he realizes that the patient, after his surgery, is looking out of the window and looking at the green lawns and the beautiful roses. His post-operative anxiety reduces and helps in his healing. Imagine how a housekeeping staff would work if he or she realizes that the floors he or she is sweeping, the patient, a barefoot patient, would be possibly walking along that path. As I had this insight, I also had another insight. Many of you who have visited Swami's hospitals would realize that they are so very spacious. They're so magnificent. And I had this insight that the largest room in the hospital is the room for improvement. As a purchase manager, and as along with all my colleagues at the hospital, we are constantly looking for ways to improve the care we deliver to patients. And with this experience that I've had cycling across Kerala, I would like to really build a deep connect with each and every patient who enters the hospital. To all the patients who are seated here, I take this opportunity once again on behalf of the directors, all the doctors, the nurses, and the technical staff, that we are all praying for your well-being, and the hospitals, Swami's hospitals, will always be there to serve you, not just for a decade or 2 decades or 3 decades. They will be there for centuries to come. In closing, you know, I must admit that undertaking a bicycle journey of this sort needs a lot of time, it needs commitment, it needs a lot of endurance. And I must thank Swami for this opportunity. However, I must share with you that even though you are not able to ride a bicycle, if you take up any project which will have you cling on to Sai, you will have your own cycling project. And in closing, I would like to end with a little poem which one of my dear friends forwarded to me many years back. It has got a bicycle theme, and I have made some corrections, some changes to it. At first, I saw God as my observer, my judge, keeping track of things I did wrong so as to know whether I merited heaven or hell when I die. He was out there, sort of like a president. I recognized his picture when I saw it, but I really didn't know him. But later on, when I met Satya Sai, it seemed as though life were rather like a bike ride, but it was a tandem bike. And I noticed Satya Sai was in the back helping me pedal. I don't know just when it was that he suggested we change places, but life has not been the same since. When I had control, I knew the way. It was rather boring and predictable. It was the shortest distance between 2 points. But when he took the lead, he knew delightful long cuts up mountains and through rocky places at breakneck speeds. All I could do was to hang on. Even though it looked like madness, he said, just pedal. I worried and was anxious and asked, where are you taking me? He laughed and didn't answer. And I started to learn to trust. I forgot my boring life and entered into the adventure. And when I'd say I'm scared, he'd lean back and touch my hand. He took me to people with gifts that I needed, gifts of healing, acceptance, and joy. They gave me their gifts to take on my journey, and my Lord's and mine, and we were off again. He said, give the gifts away, they are extra baggage, too much weight. So I did, to the people we met, and I found that in giving I received, and still our burden was light. I did not trust him at first in control of my life. I thought he'd wreck it, but he knows all the bike secrets, knows how to make the bike bend, to take sharp corners, jump to clear high rocks, fly to short and scary passages. I'm learning to shut up and pedal in the strangest places, and I'm beginning to enjoy the cool breeze on my face with my delightful constant companion Satya Sai. And when I'm sure I just can't do anymore, he smiles and says, just pedal. Thank you all for this wonderful opportunity. And I would like to thank the Satya Sai Seva organization, especially Professor Mukundan and Dr. Anand Mohan for this wonderful opportunity. And also thank all the families who hosted me, and also to all the district coordinators and SRP coordinators who helped me through my journey. Thank you so much, Saira.
Dasharatha Shri Rama Avatare Dasharatha Shri Rama Avatare Bhoolagile Pujavo Pugalum Thalapai Thannai Bhoolagile Pujavo Pugalum Thalapai Thannai Bhujam Thannil Thangi Nindra Balarama
Nam Jep Ta Ri Ta Nam Nam Ta Nam Nam Shan Ka Ra Ba Ra Nam Nam Ta Nam Ta Ri Ta Nam Jep Ta Ri Ta Nam Nam Ta Nam Nam Ta Ri Ta
യജ്ഞവേദിയിൽ അരണി കടഞ്ഞുണരുന്നൊരഗ്നി തരിയായി ഉണർന്നു തീ പൊരിയായി വളർന്നൊടുവിൽ ഒരു തൊഴുകരം പോലെ ഉയരുന്നൊരഗ്നി അഗ്നിമീളെ പുരോഹിതം യജ്ഞസ്യ ദേവ മൃത്യുജം ഹോതാരം രത്നധാതമം
ൂര്യനാ കാതല്ലേ മേ ചുവക്കുന്നു
പശിയോടെ അലറുന്നു, പകയോടെ അലയുന്നു, കലി പൂണ്ട പാവക നിന്നും, ചോര കൊതി പൂണ്ട പാവക നിന്നും.
ബാലഗജാനന ശിവനന്ദന ബാലഗജാനന
സ്വരൂപ രാധ ദിഖാ സായി ഗുരു Gopal bolo, Sai Baba.